high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, welcome back. Greg Davey, Tim Cutting, and as they're winding down, one of the things we could not help but observe right in front of us is that Dylan Moffitt had taken off his number 5 jersey. The pads came off. He was still getting help. So he's been banged, battered, and bruised, and he's just not coming back.
Yeah, and you know, it's just sometimes when you're that hard of a runner, that is going to happen. I mean, he just doesn't want to go down. And when you do that and someone is hanging on to you, you're always susceptible to that late last hit that can take you out.
Right.
So hopefully the young man is all right. You know, he had a little problem with his ankle early in the game, and then he took that hit on the sideline. And, you know, like we said, hopefully it's not serious. You know, you just have to be so careful with concussions now. So, you know, it could very well be just precautionary, and hopefully we'll see him next week.
Tim Mattingly giving his Bobcats a pep talk, best he can. And, boy, you talk about your flashback Fridays. We got another one bites the dust out there with Queen. And I remember coming back when my younger brother Paul was a cross-country runner to a Delhi Invitational and hearing this same song. And I'm like, oh, this is what the kids are listening to now? Oh, my goodness. But now it's an ancient song.
My recollection of that song was the roller skating rink, because I used to love to do the shuffle to that song.
Oh,
just because of the bass line.
Yep. So Unitico coming out onto the field, Bainbridge Guilford onto the field. Remember, Unitico won the toss and deferred, so Bainbridge Guilford will have their first kickoff of the night, and it'll be Mr. Zach Wiemann, or let me throw this name out at you. Pete, his grandfather, Ted Webb, said he's not a Zach, he's a Pete. I never call my grandkids by their first name. I call them the name I want, so it's Pete Wiemann.
For the kickoff, I'm just going to give you the update up in UV. Halftime, Sydney up 20-16.
So it is
Ethan
a game.
Ethan Finch, new player for the Warriors, 3 touchdowns tonight.
All right. Rabideau Energy Products Halftime Report now in the books, and BG will do their first kickoff of the game and be a squibber that got through the first line of receiving hands, but Nate Wilsey is there at the 40-yard line. Easy math for me, 1st and 10 for the Spartans from the 40-yard line of Unitego.
Yep. Give the Bobcats credit there. They had to do something coming out of halftime to try to get the ball back as quickly as possible before they turned it over to this offense.
Spalding wide to the near side. Yes, don't be surprised. There's 4 receivers out. Firebrand can throw. He looked right, throws across the middle, almost picked off by Carr. The pass went off the hands of Mike Rose, who's out there. And Carr, even though he was beaten on the play, he was behind the receiver, but almost got an interception there.
Yeah, and actually thought that that was probably, you know, Mr. Fairbairn showing a little bit of humanness there. He didn't quite have it on the money.
Well, now it's strong to the near side a little bit. And they'll hand off to Wilsey. Wilsey breaks the first tackle, slips up over, getting over the 45-yard line as if he tripped over the chalk. But he's down at the 47-yard line. Gain of 7. 3rd and 3 coming up.
No huddles again for the Spartans.
Shotgun for Fireben, and gives it to Wilsey, but he is wrapped up there. Nice play. Number 76 is in there, and I don't have a 76 for Bainbridge Guilford. You might have to ask our athletic director to your right who 76 is. If he's going to make some tackles, we want to give the right guy, but there's no 76 listed on the BG roster. But we'll work on that. -3 on the play. 4th down and 5. Fireband way back. He's going for it. Up. Oh, reaching up to make the catch is Ryan Marzell, and that's a 1st down. Spartans on a 16-yard pass play. Wow. Not only a good throw, but a fantastic catch by Ryan Marzell. Good for the 1st down. And again, 1st down play, and they go right for it. Spalding catches one out in the flat and does some nice running. He gets about 10. and it's close to the first down. Do we have a name?
Tyler Hart was
Tyler
the young man, Hart, number 76.
Ah, that's why. He was 35, now he's 76. Gain of 9 on that play. Pass to the out in the left flank for Jared Jones. He's caught right there by, he makes the catch, but Ben Bavar with the tackle. Gain of 3.
Real nice play by Ben Bavar right there. Stayed right home and was able to make the tackle as soon as the receiver caught the ball.
All right, so Jones with a 3-yard catch. Right back to it, challenging my stat-keeping abilities, and it's Wilsey to the left side again. Breaks the early trip-up attempt, and then is driven out of bounds by number 55, Dylan Mondor. Out of bounds, so we'll get a little bit of a break here.
One thing we're definitely seeing from number 41 is, Wilsey, is if you don't hit and wrap, he's going to run right through the tackle.
From the shotgun, second down and 4, being chased out of the pocket. Mondor can't get him, and down the left sideline, and Fireben colliding over there. He's okay.
Pretty close to the first down. I'm not quite sure if he got it, but
depends on where he got pushed out of bounds. Comes up about 3 yards short. Fireben, surprisingly, or not surprisingly, depending on your confidence in this young man, is the team's leading rusher right now. 10:08 to play, third quarter, 21-0 in favor of Unitigo, one of their more sustained drives of the game. Oh, the heck with it. It is their most sustained drive of the game.
And now it's going to be coming back because I do believe they have false start on the Spartans.
Yep, another example, and Tim and I pointed this out in the first half, of so many good things Unitigo did, one of the things they were unable to do, and that was to... they were unable to stay penalty free, and it helped Bainbridge Guilford several times. But this time it's on BG and will help Unitigo. Their first penalty via a, or first down via a penalty.
Right.
All right, from the 15. Oh, it's a bad snap, and it's going to go back. Fireband sliding on it.
Okay, so we didn't have the penalty to take it back 5 yards, but now we have a bad snap, which is going to take it back probably 15 to 18 yards.
Yeah, from the 15 back to the 31.
31, yeah.
So a 16-yard loss. Fireben steps up, confident still in this young man, only a junior, second down. Gets the shotgun snap, second and long, firing it down the field. Everybody's up for it, and somebody came down with it. And it's Ryan Marzell. Oh, my gosh, what a catch.
That was an amazing play right there. He had the defender on his back. He went up with both hands, high-pointed the ball, and I do believe he came down in the end zone, Greg.
Is it a score? Yeah, because the... Boy,
what a throw.
Nice play. And I wish I had that sight in me for the touchdown. I knew it was close to the goal line, but it was apparently in. So from the 31, bad snap. Winchester's going to ad-lib, and he throws a little shovel pass out in the flank there for Marzell. And ad-lib score, two-pointer. Add 8 to the total. It's 29-0, and just seems like it's Unitigo's night. We're going to take a break and be back in just a minute. It is 29-0 in favor of the Spartans over Bainbridge Guilford, and you're listening to live Tri-Town High School Football on WCDO.
Do you get hungry late at night? Work second shift and leave starving? Everything is closed, right? Wrong. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open late all week long. Sunday nights till 11 p.m., Monday through Wednesday night till midnight. And yes, the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. So if you get hungry late at night, no problem. Just stop by the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru on Delaware Ave in Sydney.
I went to Sydney Tire and paid just $10 for an oil change. How, you ask? With Sydney Tire's Royalty Rewards Program. You see, every time I have work done on my car, I earn credits toward future service. There's no fee associated with the program, and when you refer a friend, you'll earn 25 points. Plus, Sydney Tire offers a free shuttle service so you can have your car repaired while you work. Since 1974, it's Sydney Tire, Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 or see them on Facebook.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, the kickoff guy is not Josh Firebend again, and they let other people get the ball, and that was Whitehill Archibald. Damien, he kicked it. Tyler Hart, who started the year as a running back, had 62 yards in the first game. He's now 76. He actually caught the ball and ran it up over the 30 to the 38-yard line, first and 10 for the Bobcats, trailing now 29-0, 9:17 to go in the third quarter. All right, so quick opener up the middle. Remember, Dylan Moffitt is now gone. They're going to have to rely on Carr and Bavar and probably Spencer Stevens, but this is Bavar for about three.
Same little play right off the guard and tackle. Just a little quick reverse pivot by the quarterback, hand off to Bavar. Nice little four-yard yarn.
It's a... And again, I'm sure there's some influence from Dave Kelly. He loves to run the trap, loves to run the pitches. They're trying to take advantage of the athleticism, but with one athlete down, it's a little tough. Bavar gets maybe one to the 44-yard line, maybe. Third down, going to bring up a third down. Oh, better spot than I thought. Going to be a third down and a long three.
Definitely a better spot than we thought there, Greg. I thought I had you right on the number there, and it's actually almost touching the 45.
Yep, 45. They need to get to the 48-yard line, just beyond the 48-yard line. So Austin Carr has not run the ball in a while. They'll pack it in tight with one receiver to the far side. Tough snap. Carr is going to ad-lib. He's going to tuck it and run, but he doesn't run very far. He's caught in the backfield by number 17, Jake DeJoy, 6'2", junior, 160. Linebacker coming up with the stop. So that brings up fourth down.
Yeah, that definitely is a tough situation. And I'm going to go back to the extra point for this comment. When a play is broken, it takes the defense out of its lanes. It does all these different things. And I'll tell you, that's why Winchester was able to find Marzell for the 2 points. And then that just happened there. Carr had the ball, had to fumble a little bit, and there was no blocking.
Fourth and eight. So it's punting time. Weimet gets it away. There's a little bit of contact there, but I guess with only the ball, it'll trickle to the 40-yard line. 20-yard punt is all. First down for Unitego. So the Bobcats, as we said, definitely missing Dylan Moffitt on both sides of the football. You got to play on. You got to play the hand you're dealt. And I know Sydney has felt that this year with so many injuries. I mean, it's almost not fair on the new alumni field that they've had so many people go down on that field.
Yeah, they definitely have been very, very excited about the field, and the kids have been excited. And, you know, it happens. It's a contact sport. It definitely happens.
First down, Firebend fakes the handoff and comes to the near side. We wouldn't have known it, except he's right in front of us. So master the obvious there. Firebend still picks up about eight. Gets it up to the 48-yard line. Needs to get to midfield for the first down. So he's made up half of the 16 that he lost on that bad snap.
He fooled us once, but he wasn't going to fool us again.
That's right. We were bound and determined. But no huddle nonetheless. Second and two. Shotgun snap. We'll see this time. Also the decoy. Firebend takes it and runs long. Well into the Bobcat territory inside the 40-yard line. To the 38, so a 14-yard pickup.
He's running like a little belly read option pick thing. He just is setting the ball there, and he's watching the defense, and if they go to Wilsey, he's taking it and going around the end.
All right, so from the 38, the end around by Winchester, and he turns the corner, gets the first down up the sideline. They try for a clothesline tackle. Two flags fly at one time. Winchester's in from the 38, but there are flags on the play.
I'm not even going to begin to try to guess on this one. I've been wrong too many times tonight.
Especially on the far side of the field. But, yeah, I mean, I thought I saw somebody try to clothesline Winchester. But it's a hold on the offense. And two of them caught it at once. I've never seen stereo flags before.
Yeah, they were very close to that, that's for sure. And I'll tell you what, that is exactly what happened. When you see two flags fly, you know you've been caught, young man.
So So technically a 38-yard run there by Winchester, and then it comes back 15 from the spot of the foul. So it's at the 23, and a fumble. It looks like picked up there by number 53. And we don't have a 53.
That was a play that happened right there. It was a high snap. Fireman kind of struggled to get to it. His athletic ability allowed him to jump to get to it, but then he ran. One of his running backs ran into him and knocked it away from him.
Closest number is 55, Dylan Mondor. 63 is Mitchell Mertz, and I think I'm going to go with Mitchell Mertz. I think I saw three for sure, so we'll go with Mitchell Mertz, 63. Haven't said his name nearly enough.
You know better because you have the binoculars, and I can't. We're not sharing those.
No. First and 10 for the Bobcats. And a throw on first down, complete to Bailey Green. Close to the first down. Starting out at the 27. Up to about the 37.
Bailey's slow to get up and is coming off to the side right now.
See, this is something when BG played Sydney. Yeah, Sydney won 26-12, but they paid the price with a lot of injuries.
And they came out in the second half, BG did, and you could just see they weren't giving up, and they really played a good second half.
Second catch for Bailey Green, by the way. And now a run up the middle for Ben Bavar. And like we were saying in the first half, when they had Mop and Carr running, they forgot about Bavar, and he turned it loose for a few, and he did it again this time. Over midfield, he goes to the 48-yard line of Unitico.
Gotta like that little play. It's a real quick little header right inside the guard and the tackle, and Ben is hitting the hole on at full speed and is making the extra yardage.
14 carries for 60 yards. He's the hard-working guy in the trenches running the ball. Spencer Stevens this time with a 3-yard pickup to the 45-yard line of Unitico. So the Bobcats, again, they use the pass, which they have not been able to do very much tonight, only their second completion. Bailey Green with two catches now. Used the pass to set up the run, and it's starting to work.
Notice that the Bobcats' quarterback's drop is pretty short, so they have to have really quick passes because there's not a lot of room between the line and them.
4:47 to play, and third quarter, that is, 29-0. Bavar gets caught right there at the line of scrimmage. Nate Wilsey steps in, and you're starting to see, even though this is not a muddy field, you could start to see the grit on his uniform. Makes the stop, pickup of one for Bavar.
Bainbridge comes out of the huddle.
Third and five. Third and a big five here for Bainbridge Guilford. Key play, keeping in this game. Carr is under center, throws on the slant to Green. It worked before, it works again. First down Bobcats, and then he is definitely rung around and thrown down by Marzell. But a first down nonetheless, pickup of seven, and they're starting to find that that's a weakness in the defense for Unitico.
Yeah, and actually, that was a play that was really working well for them last week against Delhi.
Oh, okay.
There was a little fade play that they ran to Green like three times, and I mean, he was wide open.
50 yards in the air for Carr, and all to Bailey Green. Three catches, three first downs. Two on this drive. First down, Carr gives it to Stevens, who protects the ball, but he gets caught from behind by number 61, Jesse Coleman. And we got to start thinking about our end of the game awards, so please do so, Tim. And I know last week must have been fun to choose those. NBT Bank Outstanding Offense, Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense, and Echo Brand All-Purpose Award. Gain of one for Stevens. Three carries for 2 yards for that young man. Second down and nine. Third quarter clock running at 3:10 to play. Bobcats still scoreless, but trying to complete what they started. One quick drop. Throw by Carr to the left side this time. Looking for Capolupo. Incomplete.
And he tried the quick slant on the other side there. I don't know if the pass may have gotten batted down at the line. There was quite a few Unitico white shirts in front of that pass.
Tyler Maycomber comes in the ball game, bringing the play in from the sidelines. Old school style here for Bainbridge Guilford. It's not the quarterback that comes over and gets the play. Third down and 8 from the 39, and throwing it deep and intended for Maycumber. He had beaten the defense, but overthrown. Carr has overthrown it a couple of times in that direction from about that same place.
He's throwing a really nice ball, but the problem is just a yard and a half or 2 yards too far. And, you know, and his receivers are definitely running their patterns. It's not, you can't say that they're not running their pattern out. They're definitely running their pattern hard. But the one that is working for them right now is that quick slant off the right side.
My suggestion, though, is for the receiver to just, if he knows he's going to beat the defender, just sprint, because that's what you're going to need to catch up to that ball. All right, so fourth down, obviously going for it here from the 34. Carr sets, throws, has a man, complete. I think that's Capolupo, but let me confirm that. Yes, indeed, Austin Capolupo from the 34. Now they are in to the 15-yard line. 19-yard play.
Capolupo was the one that got my eyes last week with that acrobatic catch for them to go ahead, or actually to be down by one in the fourth quarter, and then the subsequent two-point conversion put them ahead by one.
2.5 minutes to go, third quarter, 29-0 Unitigo. Bobcats striking in the air with three completions on this drive, all for first downs. From the 15, Austin Carr. Here comes the defense trying to get him quickly. Bavar, again, power running off the right side, and one of the Bobcats is, well, he just got helped up, but he just got a shiner on the knee. And it looks like he's got a knee pad anyway, or a knee bandage, and that's Dylan Mondor. So they might have to attend to him.
That was a real tough yard for Bavar right there. He actually looked like he was going to make it through the backers, and then someone grabbed his shirt, and once they did that, a host of Spartans showed up and took him backwards.
You know where I learned that host of Spartan tacklers? From Doug Quinney when he was a PA announcer for Sydney. All right. Oh, play fake. Here we go. Carr throwing it. He's got a man. Play. Oh, Green. Incomplete off his hands. It was a score all the way. Just off his fingertips. Incomplete.
Got to believe that was the play that we saw last week a couple of times with Green. It's just a nice little inside move off the line. And then he just breaks it out to the on a fade out to the corner of the end zone.
I'm impressed with how the Bobcat receivers do get open, though. So, you know, it's something. And they came into the season knowing that they weren't a throwing team for the most part. But Carr, I tell you, you said Carr's got a nice ball. He does. Everybody gives the attention to Josh Firebat, and rightly so. But boy, Austin Carr can throw it too. Third down and 9, just inside the 15. Bobcats looking for their first score. Everybody in the box now. Carr, you're going to throw in that slant to Green, and it was caught and then bobbled and dropped. Incomplete pass.
Yeah, and I will say this much. I'm not sure how much of a bobble that was or if that ball was dislodged, because that was a very, very nice play by the inside linebacker.
I think you're right. I agree. Totally agree.
Very nice play.
Well, even if they know it's coming, because it's the best play that you've run, still go with it until you can get it stopped. And I think what Tim said, the jarring hit on the receiver was what got that incomplete, because he was open and he caught it. Fourth down, all right, another moment of truth from the 14 for the Bobcats. Play action. Carr stops, fires over the middle, incomplete, looking for Weeman across the side on the drag pattern, and it's incomplete. So they turn it over for the fourth time on downs, but it's not for lack of effort, that's for sure.
No, they definitely don't give up, and I kudos to those young men in blue down there, because at 29-0 with a minute and 20 to go in the game, a lot of teams would just be like, we're done. We're not going to play anymore. Not BG. They're still giving it their all.
Yep, Unitigo, since scoring the first three times they touched the ball, have only scored once and have had to give it up several times, including on a fumble. Pass out in the flat to number 22, getting his hands on the ball for the first time. That's Dawson Wilsey. And they will move the chains from the 14 up to the 24, so a perfect 10-yard pass. Fireben gives it to Dawson, and we'll see this time on a run. And he also gets up near the first down. Or was that a throw out in the flat? Did I miss that, or did you...
I was kind of being questioned on something here. I'm not sure what's going on. I apologize for that.
I could go with that, because I'm looking down on my stat sheet, and all of a sudden I'm up, and the guy's running again. It was Wilsey with 9 more yards, but I don't know if he ran it or caught it. I'm thinking he caught it. Throw on the other side to Winchester. In traffic, makes the catch. And a 10-yard gain there on second and one for the first down.
Great catch right there. That was nothing but hands. I mean, that ball hit his hands and stayed right there, and he brought it in. Great catch, young man.
287 yards. And help me out here. I was, again, looking down on my stat sheet.
It was Wilsey with a little power run off the left tackle.
So this is Nate Wilsey for no gain. Catch our breath here. He's got 7 runs for 20 yards, and they're right back at it. Second and 10. All right, from the 45 of Unitigo, now we're up to date. And the shotgun snap over the middle, looking for Marzell off his fingertips, off his hands, actually, but that was another rocket thrown by Fireben. Marzell was open. High on the throw.
It didn't take much time for that ball to get from Fireben's arm to Marzell's hands right there. That was a fastball.
7 more completions in a row. The streak just broken on that incompletion. 14 for 19. Blowing my mind here with these. And now he comes to the flat and the near side. And that's Winchester, who stays on the field after getting away from Green on the stiff arm. And a 15-yard pass play to end the quarter to the 40-yard line of Bainbridge-Guilford. They'll switch sides real quick. Another nice play on the 20th. He is now 15 for 20, over 300 yards. We've got a quarter to go. 29-0 Unitigo leads Bainbridge-Guilford in a divisional matchup live on WCDO.
This coming heating season, let Morabito keep life affordable. Morabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market, whether it's for fuel oil or propane. Ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. You'll discover a payment plan option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, Greg Davey, Tim Cutting. Looks like Sydney's offense has picked up at Unadilla Valley. After trailing briefly, they lead 28-16. Not sure what part of the game that is. I would say second half by now. Mm-hmm. Although, with the number of times Sydney throws the ball, the clock stops quite a bit. I know the games we've done so far, clock has stopped numerous times.
They are long games, that's for sure.
Good timing on this game, though, here. It's well played. Bainbridge-Guilford, I tell you, they are hanging tough. They're trailing 29-0, but they are showing some character. Now, Unitigo on a drive. They've got a first down at the 40-yard line of BG. They're throwing long for far side of the field. Number 2, Nate Spaulding. Nate Spaulding with a 40-yard touchdown pass. And that's the quick strike Spartans at work. Not since the first quarter, though, have we seen that.
That was nothing but a fly pattern. He just took off and ran right past 2 BG Bobcat defenders and was wide open down the sideline. Great throw by Firebend as well.
First touchdown of the night for Kyle Spaulding. If I said Nate Spaulding, I apologize. So the kick is up, and the kick is good, but we'll stay right here as we analyze what's been going on here with Kyle Spaulding getting the catch. That will be the fourth touchdown pass by Josh Firebrand. He's also a run for a score, the first score of the game. First of all, most high school players, quarterbacks that have the talent that Josh Firebrand has favorite receivers. He now has had five different players catch a ball. Four of them have caught more than one. So there might be a favorite, but he can throw to anybody.
Yeah, he's going through some progressions. I mean, he's actually looking to see, he's looking at his primary, and then if it's not there, he's not afraid to take it down and throw it to the next guy. He's running the show here, Greg. I mean, he really is, you know, quarterbacking. He is really captaining this team right now. I mean, he's really driving the force, and he's got a lot of talent on the outside and a lot of people to pick from.
First play of the fourth quarter. Touchdown for Unitigo. And so it will be the kick again by Damian Whitehill Archibald, 5'8", sophomore, 200 pounds. And at this point, with the game pretty much in hand, I'm thinking, kick the ball. Just kick it. See how deep you can kick it. Even if you swing and miss, they'll let you do it over, maybe. Here we go, the left foot. No, it's going to be the old squibber. And it gets 20 yards downfield. There goes Tyler Hart. He's got the ability, despite the number 76. He did come into the season as a running back, as we said before. And that's the second time he's got a chance to do that. And he's very successful at it. He helps the Bobcats in field position get it up to the 49-yard line.
He definitely knows what he's doing with the ball in his hand. You can see that that's not a lineman running the ball there.
All right, so at the 48, I guess they'll spot it. Early fourth quarter action, 35-0. Sydney leading Unadilla Valley up at UV, 28-16, somewhere in the second half. So first down for the Bobcats. Austin Carr faking it to Stevens, rolling out to his right. He's wide open. He's got a man down there. Going forward is Green. Defending on the play is number 22, Dawson Wilsey. And apparently the interception, both guys went for it. I thought they both came down with it. But Dawson Wilsey will get credit for the interception.
I'm going to give a lot of credit to that. And my man, he had him on his hip. He turned, went right for the ball. He was watching it the whole way. Great positioning, hence the interception. Nice play.
Yep. Makes it look easy. I mean, you can be susceptible to a penalty on that if you do make more contact with a guy. With the receiver.
But he definitely looked back for the ball, so that definitely gives him, you know, more of a chance of not getting the flag called on him.
Second turnover by the Bobcats. They'll dig in now on defense as the Spartans take over, first and 10 from their 15. Firebrand still in there. Call up the gut for Wilsey. Or no, they give it to Zach Young, new runner in the game, stopped by Weeman. So now we're going to start seeing some subs. Zach Young will probably see the ball. Jared Smith, Mike Rose.
Unitigo, I believe, has a player down here.
First carry for Young. And once again, players take a knee for Unitigo. And I think I'm seeing single digits. Hard to tell. No, two digits on the uniform. Or is that fire? I see a five.
Yeah, I can't really tell.
There's definitely a five. I think that's athletic director Matt Halfley.
Definitely is paying attention, and he's right in front of us, so yep. We can't see the numbers anymore.
11:01 to go in this ball game. 36-0. Unitigo in command. Will certainly up their mark to 4-0, 2-0 in the division. And they're actually looking for help to get them off the field at this point. It's one of the interior linemen for the Unitigo Spartans. Wilsey and Barber are coming to help their teammate. Who definitely got shaken up.
Yeah.
He's He seems to be okay.
He's sitting up. He's just not quite ready to get up yet. Here he goes.
All right, there he goes. And it's 5 and another 5. Okay, so 55, and that is Dean Reed, a freshman, 6 feet tall, 170. So they get a couple of seniors to help him off. And the seniors are shorter than the freshmen.
Yeah, definitely.
Oops.
Don't need the binoculars for that
one. No, even me. Even I don't need that. Definitely visually challenged, but not this time. All right, so he'll be replaced. Looks like number 60 has gone in. And I don't have 60 on the Unitigo roster either. Unitigo famous for tripping us up with numbers. All right, so second down and 5.
Looks like Unitigo's gone to a different offense. They have number 9 in the backfield. I think he's the quarterback now.
Okay, number 9 will be Jared Smith. Yes, he is listed as a quarterback. Smith handing off the Youngs. Not as clean as the first teamers. And BG anxious to defend the play. They don't care who it is, what their numbers are.
Yeah, it looks like Unitigo has put in some of the younger classmen to finish out this fourth quarter, being up that they are up 36-0.
All right, so Firebend's night is done unless they have to punt. 10:30 to go. Clock is running. Third down, and we'll call it 8 for the Spartans. And yep. Smith hands it off, this time to number 14 is Bryden Rolls. Yep. Okay. Yeah, good thing I got room in my score sheet here. Braden Rose's older brother, Anthony, as they punt the ball away. And it'll go to almost, they're going to let it go to the 48-yard line. His older brother, Anthony, played on the 2003 Section 4 champion Unitigo Spartans, who wound up going up to the Dome and leading General Brown at halftime before losing. But more people remember the Unitigo-Sydney game in the freezing cold 20-degree weather at Binghamton Alumni that came down to the final play.
Absolutely. And Tosh DeMolden. It certainly did come down to the final play.
And how about those end of rounds? And the week before, it was 65 degrees in the semifinals. Both Sydney and Unitigo were able to win. Sydney beat Delhi, and Unitigo, I think, beat Tioga. All right, here we go. Or Trumansburg, I'm sorry. All right, so from the 48, the Bobcats. Oh, they go with a quick opener. But it didn't open quickly enough for Ben Bavar. No gain.
Yeah, that time Unitigo made a nice little adjustment, slanted inside, and met him right in the gap before he got his head, steam going there.
63 yards on 17 hard carries for Ben Bavar. A couple of double-figure gains, but other than that, it's been ones, twos, and threes. Maycomber brings the play in again, 8:59, clock running. I don't think the Bobcats are going to throw a whole lot if they don't have to, although that slant pattern with Green has certainly worked. Bailey Green with 3 catches tonight for 50 yards. Well, just as I say that, they go across the middle for Weeman. Actually, he cut in, squared in all the way from the opposite side to the near side and threw his hands incomplete.
He looked like he was lined up in the slot, ran down the field about 8 yards and then made a direct cut out of bounds or towards the out of bounds. And just as he made his turn, the ball was there.
You know, you grow up throwing the football with your friends or with your dad or whatever, and you just visualize those great catches, and then you put the helmet on, and then you put the pads on, and then you have the defenders. It's like not quite as easy.
Yeah, it definitely is. It's not as easy as it looks, that's for sure.
It is a skill position. All right, third down from the 48. Oh, there's some moving on the defensive line, and we won't mention the guilty party, just on the Unitigo defensive interior line, and that's all that needs to be said. That'll be a free 5-yard advance for the Bobcats down to the 43. Not many penalties in the second half. 8:39 to go in this ballgame, 36-0. Spartans all the way so far.
car was a hard count there. I think he got him on that and made him jump a little bit.
Well, it helps, certainly helps the Bobcats keep the drive alive. Third and five. Carr, this time he does hand off to Stevens. Oh, nice play. A little zig and zag in there. And a first down for the Bobcats. Best run of the season for Spencer Stevens.
A couple nice little cutbacks there by Spencer. Got the necessary yardage for the first down and a little bit more.
Season high 14-yard carry for Spencer Stevens, who came in 6 for 16 and an average of 2.7. Tonight he has 4 carries for 16 yards and another first down, 8 rushing first downs for the Bobcats. That's pretty good against the stingy Unitigo defense, who is throwing a shutout at this point. From the 30, it's Carr throwing it long. He's got a man wide open. It's going to be a touchdown, Bobcats. Touchdown, Bobcats from the 29-yard line. Carr started out bumping into his own man, Stevens, on the play action fake. But I don't know who didn't cover his man, but Tyler Baycomber makes the catch, and the Bobcats are on the board.
And again, like I said before, Greg, you have something like that, just that. Losing his balance, you know, you're thinking that he's going down. You just take your eye off the guy for a second. He runs by you. Carr makes a great athletic play, gets back on his feet, and makes a nice throw for the touchdown.
Yes, indeed. Bobcats are on the board. And they're going for two. The move up the middle for Stevens, and he's got it. So they get the extra point to make the score 36-8, 7:46 to go in this ball game. Unitigo up on BG. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Football on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney, has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, under the category of stick to it, you never know what's going to happen. The Bobcats have finally gotten on the board in impressive fashion. A 29-yard pass play from quarterback Austin Carr to receiver Tyler Maycomber, T-Y-L-O-R Maycomber, for the touchdown. He was wide open, and, you know, sometimes there's a little pressure when you're that open to make the catch, but he looked it in.
Absolutely, especially when you see that ball coming down and all the fans are looking at you and you hear all this screaming and yelling, we're going to score, we're going to score. Nice concentration by the young man.
30 years from now at his high school reunion, he's going to say, remember when I made that awesome catch, that diving catch against Unitigo? And they'll go, you were wide open. You should have made the catch.
If anybody can remember that.
Exactly. Well, you know, one thing they can do is they can put it on the archives, WCDO Sports On Demand. Shortly after tonight's game, it will be on the archives. So that class reunion, you can prove yourself right.
And yeah, don't bring up that 30th reunion, Greg. That's coming up for me here pretty quick.
That's right.
Next year, matter of fact.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
All right, first and 10, and the Spartans are going to keep it conservative, I think. And the defense for Bainbridge Guilford doesn't want any part of conservative. Zach Youngs on the carry, and he lost yards. Let's give a shout-out there to number 79, Corey Oliver, 6'2", 360. But he looked like a nimble defender there.
Great play by the young man. Got rid of his blocker and grabbed the runner and stopped him for no gain.
Second and 11, a long 10. Some fresh faces definitely in the lineup for the Spartans. Jared Smith in at quarterback for Josh Firebound. He's out of the shotgun, gives it to Youngs, and he is pummeled this time by Adam Ives, 5'8", 215, another freshman.
Yeah, there's some big boys on that offensive line that are young kids for the BG.
Austin Carr's a sophomore. I mean, this team is a youth movement in the varsity, and I think they've got a good future ahead of them.
Absolutely.
So third down. Smith going to throw it. Almost intercepted. It was overthrown to be sure, but it was almost picked off by Bailey Hotelling, a 5'5 sophomore in the defensive back. So now we keep saying freshman and sophomore.
Right. Now you talk about a catch that would be remembered as a great catch. That would have been the one because it was one hand.
That's right. All right, so fourth down. And it's going to be Smith punting it as well. Coach Microni says, you're the quarterback, you're also the punter.
Yeah, and they do that from a real, almost a shotgun look. You know, they're not far, maybe 4 yards back. I mean, it's definitely not a regular punt formation, so you got to respect it, and you got to think. But, again, where the score is, you got to think that Unitigo's not going to run a fake at that point. As well,
right.
So.
And in the old days, they would do that on third down on a shotgun and call it a quick kick.
Right.
It used to be called a quick kick from the 40. That's where the punt went out of bounds by Jared Smith. So who knows? The Bobcats getting some momentum here in the fourth quarter in front of their home fans. And let's give the home fans some credit. Number one, the cheerleaders, awesome.
Yeah.
Number two, the home fans in front of us, they have not given up either. The cowbells are out, and they are cheering it on.
Yeah, Duke Fisher and the perpetual Bobcat fan right there. He's just going crazy out here.
Yep, first down play from the 40, Spencer Stevens with a carry, and he gets a 6-yard gain.
Spencer really showing some really nice moves in the hole. I mean, he's not a big guy.
No, 5'8", 150.
And he is really showing some really nice nimble moves after contact as well. So, doing a good job.
All right, clock ticking down, 5:35 to go in this ball game. 36-8. Bobcats scored last. Let's see if they can score again. They got 54 yards to go, though, from the 46. It's a play up the middle. Still on his feet. I think that's Bavar, but let's see for sure. Yes, indeed. Ben Bavar gives him a first down and an 8-yard run. And those yards, as we've said all along, have come down and dirty and just muscle. 8-yard carry. Now he's got 71 yards and 18 carries.
Yeah, he's the workhorse tonight. He definitely has been the one that's getting the ball and getting the tough yardage, and then also every now and then he pops a big one.
A lot of first downs for this Bobcat team, despite only one score. They've impressed me with their ability to move the ball. Carr with a fake, and he's going to run out of the sweep. He gets wrestled out of bounds, or I should say spun out of bounds, by number 80, Tyler Jordan, 6'1 sophomore for Unitigo. On the far sideline, but it's still a good call by Carr.
And it's a good thing number 80 did get Carr there, because I think he still may have been running if he didn't run out of bounds.
Yes. Down to 4:41 as the clock is going. Ball's at the 39-yard line of Unitigo. Bobcats coming up to the line like it's the first quarter. They have a spring in their step. Carr gives it to Stevens, going behind a block, and a good block it is. Stevens hangs on to the football, but since I was looking through the binocs, let me give credit. 63 Mitchell Mertz, he followed Mertz's block, and that is classic running right there.
It is, and he put his hand right on his hip as he was going through the hole, so he knew where he was, he knew where he was going, and he, like we said, Spencer's not a big guy, so he got in as close as he could to his big lineman and tried to do a little do-si-do and hide on him.
That really was old school running.
Yep, great play.
All right, another first down. From the 36, they made it to the 30, so a 6-yard run in my book. Carr pitches this time to Stevens, and he's catching the right side and is close to out of bounds. See where they wind up inside the 20 at about the 18-yard line.
Spencer getting some running time here tonight with the exodus of Moffitt and Bavar and everything. These Bobcats are trying to keep going, and like I've said before, Greg, they just don't stop.
Yep, 70 yards, or 7 carries, rather, for 40 yards for Stevens, most of those in the second half in place of Dylan Moffitt. The pitch, quick pitch to Stevens. He got a nice block from Maycumber. And that also gets him down near first down territory, inside the 10. right at the 10. Gain of 9.
Just inside of 3 minutes. And, you know, the Bobcats could score again. And you know what? That might be what just what this team needs.
One of the good things about using the binoculars on a play like that is you can see the block in front. And, boy, that was a good block by Maycomer. He took the outside linebacker out of that play. 2:39 clock running. Bobcats on a drive from the 10-yard line. Second and one. Up the middle, Bavar, and they're tossing him around, or trying to anyway. But he's got a first down. And,
he had two people holding on to his jersey, and he was still just pushing and pushing and pushing, trying to get that first down, and he did.
Oh,
great
he
job.
Really got, he got 5 yards. That was probably three more than I thought he got because he was surrounded so quickly. So here we go. First down from the 5, down to 2:10. They'll pack it in like they've done on this drive. Carr fakes to Stevens. Swinging it around on the bootleg, coming to the right side, coming near the goal line. He's in for the touchdown. Austin Carr scores the second Bobcat touchdown. They're not giving up.
Nope, they're definitely not. And I will want to say one thing on that play. It was really, really good. The outside receiver, I'm not sure who it was, missed the block. And his defender came up and met Carr, but Carr lowered his shoulder and got the momentum, fell into the end zone, touchdown BG.
So Austin Carr has thrown for one and he's run for one, and this is a guy who just got cleared to play a day ago. So happiness in the Carr household, even though they won't win this game, Austin Carr is showing his mettle tonight. They're going to go for two. Carr spins it around to Stevens. Why not? In for two. Stevens with a two-pointer, and it's now 36-16 at the 1:57 mark. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back with the final 2 minutes of play here. Unitigo and BG live. Tri-Town High School football on WCDO.
Did your garbage get picked up on time? Mine did because I'm a customer of Lang Trucking in Guilford. For over 15 years, Lang has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup in Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. And when I clean out the garage or attic, I use Lang's one-time pickup service. I hear you don't even have to be a customer for that service. I also like the fact that they are friendly, local people. Their rates are very competitive, and they're now accepting new customers in all route areas. Call Lang Trucking at 895-6365. That's 895-6365. And Lang Trucking proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right. I'm not that best good of a prognosticator, but I'm thinking they're going to go onside kick. What about you? BG, that is.
Yeah, you know, they got the momentum. I would think they might try to do something like that. But
yeah.
Why not?
36-16 is our score as the fog starts to descend on Bainbridge-Guilford's football field.
Starting to look like the Hounds of Baskerville.
Gives it an eerie feeling for sure. Short kick, it bounds up, and it's a loose football. But it's too deep for BG to catch up to it. Spartans will fall on it first and 10. Jared Smith and the Spartan offense will come back out. Smith has played the fourth quarter for quarterback Josh Firebend, who has a tremendous night again with 21 passes, 16 of those complete for 344 yards unofficially.
And you would think that Unitigo is probably going to just take this game to the house here.
Yeah.
Not run plays, but we'll see what happens.
From the 34, first and 10, Smith, shotgun. And they give it to number 8, Mike Rose, on the end around, a play that with Marzell and Winchester has netted some good yards over the first three games, but not this time. Loss of 2.
Yeah, he came around after the handoff. He ran into 2 big Bobcats on the end, and they got nothing on that.
Firebend, 53 yards to lead the team tonight in rushing. He will not add to that total. Smith, shotgun to Zach Young. No, he fakes it and takes off. Nice job over the 40-yard line. Gain of 7.
There's that misdirection play again. We got fooled with it by Wilsey and Firebend early in the game, and just happened again. Nice little play right there.
Actually, gain of 9 for number 9. Third down and 2, because remember, it was second down and long. So 52, so we're in the final minute of play here. They'll probably get one more play on third down. No rush for the Spartans for sure, but how about those Bobcats scoring twice in the fourth quarter? Impressing us here. Smith, little broken play, and being chased by Bavard. Now he's going to tuck it and run. He's got the first down. Smith, oh, helmet to helmet, and boom, he's down. I think he's okay. Gain of 12, but wow, what contact.
That was some serious contact right there, and both kids got up, and everything seems to be okay, other than maybe mom get the Advil ready.
Well, first down, but final 20 seconds. I guess they'll probably take a knee here. Maybe, well, Smith out of the shotgun. You don't take a knee with a shotgun, or do you?
You can.
We'll find out. No. He's going to fake it again. Add to his stats. Gain of 2 on the game's final play. Stopped by number 52, Mike Shearer. So that'll do it. And a game in the books for Unitigo to up their record to 4-0, 36-16. Well, Tim and I are going to total it up. I'm going to total it up. He's just going to stand and watch. And Tim's job is a lot harder. He's got to come up with the awards to help us out here tonight for the three awards that we have for Catalog Outlets Dynamic Defense Award, MBT Bank's Outstanding Offense Award, and if that's not tricky enough, then the Echo Brands All-Purpose Award. We have three to hand out tonight, so stick around in the postgame show, and we'll try to get a Sydney score update for you as well. It is live Tri-Town High School football on WCDL.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
If you're thinking of buying a new mattress or furniture for your home, now's the time to check out the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville as they celebrate 25 years of being the area's value leader with anniversary pricing on all brand-name living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and mattresses. During this milestone celebration, take advantage of special anniversary pricing on sofas, recliners, TV consoles, sectionals, bunk beds, and more by Ashley, Vaughn Bassett, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and more. Mattresses by Kathy Ireland Home, American Bedding, and Gold Bond in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels at fantastic anniversary pricing. Nobody sells mattresses for less. With special anniversary pricing on everything store-wide, along with deep discounts on all closeouts and one-of-a-kinds, this sale is one sale you don't want to miss. Delivery is available, as well as special anniversary interest-free financing to qualified buyers and the chance to win a vacation getaway. For details, stop by the Catalog Outlet store nearest you or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, Greg Davey and Tim Cutting. And our post-game numbers, not quite ready yet, but I can tell you that the final scores, Unitigo 36 and Bainbridge Guilford 16, BG scoring the final 16 points on a run and a pass, and then two great extra points by Spencer Stevens. And just outstanding numbers for Unitigo. Pedestrian from the rushing standpoint, 26 carries for 132 yards, but Josh Firebend, 16 for 21, 344 yards, and 4 touchdowns on the night. Tanner Winchester leading the receiving crew, 6 catches for 118 yards. Ryan Marzell, 4 for 149, but, of course, one of those, the 90-yarder. For Bainbridge Guilford, they were led by Dylan Moffitt early on. Of course, did not play the second half. Eight carries for 56 yards. Ben Bavar, another workhorse night, 19 carries, 76 yards. Spencer Stevens showing us something at the end, 8 carries for 49. Austin Carr with a touchdown, 11 carries for 8 yards. And Carr throwing, he threw 15 passes tonight. He did complete 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for 98 yards. Most of those to Bailey Green. He caught one for Austin Capolupo and one for Tyler Maycomber. That was the 29-yard touchdown. So those are the unofficial stats. But time for our awards, and I'll tease Tim and just say start thinking about the defense. We'll start with the defense. Catalog Outlet is our dynamic defense sponsor, the Catalog Outlet. Celebrating 25 years, by the way. Congratulations to Jerry, Jill, and everybody at the Palmers. Your store of over 1,000 items for a good deal and a good deal more. Shop the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville. And, Tim, this is unrehearsed. Who is your dynamic defense pick?
I think I'm going to have to go with Ethan Barber from the Unitico Spartans. He really did a great job tonight inside on for the linebackers crew for Unitico, and really had some really nice stops in the backfield.
All right.
So
second time I think he's won that award in the early part of the season. Nice job, Ethan Barber, and he is a defensive, we call him the juggernaut, but he definitely is a force on defense, of course, two-way lineman for the Spartans. Our next award is Outstanding Offense, sponsored by NBT Bank. NBT Bank's been serving our area communities for over 150 years, and they're proud to support the area's high school athletes. NBT for everything that counts, member FDIC. And several great candidates. And I think, you know what? I think I'm going to go with Ryan Marzell. Ryan Marzell continues to shine for the Spartans now. He has, he's now got 5 receiving touchdowns, many of them large numbers. Tonight, the largest of them all with 90. He had a couple that were leaping catches. He had a two-point conversion that he caught diving. The guy just never ceases to amaze me. And you think a wrestler, you think more of the defensive end of it. But, man, he's got the offensive thing going. And let's not forget, that 90-yard, that was about a 20-yard pass.
Yep.
and a 70-yard run. I mean, it was awesome. So, nicely done. So, Ryan Marzell, and I think that might be the second time for him as well, winning our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. And we're now starting to wind it down with the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, and it's starting to be a simple decision tonight. ACCO Brands of Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities. Happy to be a part of high school sports on CDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer. And go ahead. I mean, you brought up a couple other points on why he's all-purpose.
Well,
Josh Fireman,
definitely. I mean, he had a great game throwing the ball. He had a great game running the ball. But then you also got to throw in, he had some booming punts. And, you know, I mean, when you think about all-purpose, that pretty much does it. You can run the ball, you can throw the ball, and you can kick the ball. Matter of fact, there's a little competition called Pump, Pass, and Kick that's out there. And you know what? I bet Mr. Fireben would have a pretty good chance.
I think he would.
Taking some places there.
And I think he's even won this award for the second time as well. So a rerun for the Unitico Spartans, I think, from their game with Green. But Fireben, not only the fact that he throws the ball as he can, short, long, hard, soft, touchy, whatever, play action, look off right, throw left, whatever, he also does that no-huddle offense so very, very well.
He does, and, you know, and it's really a neat thing to watch because he runs the show. I mean, he really does. He comes out of that. You know, he's got them gets them lined up. If they're not lined up, he gets them lined up. And, you know, that's what you want out of your quarterback. One play that I do want to make mention to was early in the first half. He had Tanner Winchester on a little quick out on the outside, which BG had blanketed, absolutely blanketed. And Fireben was running to his right, and he pointed to tell Winchester to go. And he did, and then he floated this little beautiful touch pass over the top of the defense for a first down. And I mean, that, and again, that is what can Coach Mike Crony want. other than that for his quarterback.
Leader by example and leader in the huddle and leader just all the way around. He's a very self-assured young man without being cocky. I've met him before, and he's very respectful, and you can't ask for more than that whole package. Josh Firebend doing a nice job tonight with the Echo Brands All-Purpose Award tonight. Also, special nod to Bainbridge Guilford. They lost their best overall player, Dylan Moffitt. He wasn't 100%. He worked it till halftime, and then and Austin Carr comes back, does a nice job there. He was all-purpose as well. But they did give up, and to score 16 points, I don't care if first, second, third string, whatever you want to say, for them to not give up and hit two touchdowns. They could have easily given up. They didn't. They didn't hang their heads. They made a strong finish.
Yeah, and that's the same thing. I mean, this is the second time that I've seen this team, and I'm telling you what, the Bobcats do not give up. They just don't know what that word means. And you know what? That's kudos to great coaching. You made comment that they have Coach Kelly on the sideline. They also have Tim Mattingly, Jim Mosier, you know, Rick Chase, Dale Palmer. You know, they have a great coaching staff down here at Bainbridge, and you know what? They motivate the kids. The kids motivate themselves, and they really, really like to play this game.
Right.
You lost your leader, you know, and they went and found somebody else to do it, and that is a lot of kudos to Mr. Carr.
All good points, Tim. I appreciate that. That's an excellent comment, a series of comments, and I couldn't have said it better myself. Good job, and thanks for working with me. And it wasn't a snowstorm tonight, so I mean, but we'll have to do it more often than every 20 years or 18 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think you need a ride tonight, right?
No, we're good. We're good. But thanks to Greg Warren, the athletic director here at Bainbridge Guilford. He had the unenviable task of announcing, keeping the scoreboard, and keeping the clock, and I don't know how he did it.
Fantastic job.
Yep, nice job. So we had the place basically to ourselves tonight. All right, so next Friday, I believe, there's no game tomorrow. I believe next Friday there is a game. Nate Lowe will be back at the helm. Could be with me, could be with Tim, could be with Dave Smith. We just don't know. We'll have to find out. You'll have to tune in to find out. And this game will shortly be up on the archives on WCDO Sports. Click on Sports on Demand. For WCDO Radio Sports and my broadcast partner tonight, Tim Cutting, I'm Greg Davey. The final score, Unitico 36 and Bainbridge Guilford 16. Good night and have a great weekend.